This is the story of Thor and Edda. They're a pair of beavers. Well, nuisance beavers. According to a property owner in the Nicola Valley, in late June, the pair was trapped and then brought to the Interior Wildlife Rehabilitation Society in Summerland. Earlier today, I headed to Summerland as they prepare to bring the beavers back to the Nicola Valley. Thor and Edda will be released on Nuwayich First Nation land to help restore the wetlands there.
My name is Eva Hartman, and I'm a veterinary technician, and I am the executive director and co-founder of Interior Wildlife. We're in the Garnet Valley of Summerland, and we are kept in a remote-ish area because the wild animals that we care for are wild. They are not farm animals, they are not pets, and they need quiet. They need to not hear people, see people, and even hopefully if they know they are in captivity, but at least we can make it at least stressful as we can on them by keeping them away from noise and human interaction.
And today we are talking about a pair of beavers.
The Interior Wildlife Rehabilitation Society works with the Nicola Valley Institute of Technology in collaboration on beaver-supported wetland restoration project. So the beavers are an important part for restoring wetlands that have become too dry.
Specifically in this case, in the Nicola Valley.
Correct.
Near Merritt.
Yes.
Okay.
So the watershed where these beavers are from is the same watershed that they will get released back to, but that's a big area. They are from private property where they were considered nuisance beavers.
What was the quote? Let beavers beave. Right. But we need to go back to this nuisance part, because that's how you got the beavers in the first place.
Yeah, that's
what
right.
happened.
Yeah, so a nuisance animal is always in the eye of the beholder that doesn't want them where they want whatever they want. Property owners were upset with the beavers on their property for chewing on trees and flooding part of their property where they didn't want a pond, or they didn't want flooding over one of their roads.
Beavers just being beavers.
That's right.
So they come to you. Then yes. What happens?
These beavers were life trapped by biologist Tom Wilms, who...
So he's a biologist at the Nicola Valley Institute of Technology.
That's right. We are sort of the holding facility in between the trapping and the release back out, because you cannot relocate a single beaver because it wouldn't survive. They have to be relocated in either pairs or groups. Well, he doesn't have anywhere to put them. So he catches one by one, and then we pair them up, and when they are in at least a pair, or even better, a group, then he takes the whole group and releases them together at the same spot. So they can then, it's called colonize the area.
A beaver colony? Colonize. Okay. Interesting word choice.
I know. I didn't make that up.
No.
That's like biological lingo for what beavers do.
Okay. So Thor and Edda.
That's right.
Did they have these names before they came here?
No, they were very quiet when they came. They only make a sort of like a whiny baby noise, which is the only noise beavers will make. And usually they do that when they're upset. So we named them in order to be able to tell them apart.
How does one transport a beaver?
So the beavers get transported in a metal cage, which was specifically made for transporting beavers.
Okay, can we meet Thor and Edda?
Yes, we can meet Thor and Edda. We just can't speak around their enclosure because they don't have very good eyesight, but they can hear very well. So what we've done, because we've just cleaned the pool, one of the beavers is in the indoor part here, and the other beaver is in the side pen that borders the pool area. So we're looking at the outdoor beaver pen, 12-foot round metal stock tank pool in it that's 2.5 feet deep, which is the minimum water amount they need in order to be able to actually dive down and feel happy. If it's less than 2 feet deep, they would be stressed out. Dirt floor and rocks, and then they have some poplar trees in here for food, and they eat the leaves and they peel the bark off of the wood, and then they eat the bark itself as well. Then they spit out the wood. They don't eat the wood itself. They use that for building. I will warn you, if they hear you at all, they'll splash their tail and you'll get wet.
Oh, okay, good to know. So just be quiet and watch and observe.
That's right.
He's slapping the water because he can hear me?
Yes. So he heard when you were shuffling. He hears
I was
anything.
Holding my breath even.
I know.
Wow.
As soon as he hears anything, he'll splash. And
so that beaver tail hitting the water.
A warning. It means, hey, you're too close. Back off.
Okay, and was that Thor or Edda?
This is Thor.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, Edda is the one that's a lot more skittish, and because we have her in the other enclosure where there's a lot more space than in the indoor part, she doesn't really feel the need to come back out.
Oh, okay.
She's in there.
Right, right.
And
she didn't want to join in.
No, not right now. She'll come out when she's probably not being watched.
This is the first of several intakes of beavers you're expecting this summer. Mm. This is the first beavers of the summer.
That's right. Those are the first two beavers of the summer.
Restoration they're doing. It's on Nuwayich First Nation property. So what is it about the wetlands there that requires beavers to help?
Yeah, so the Nuwayich Band close to Merritt has what used to be traditionally be considered big wetlands. They have large creeks that used to run through there, and historically beavers actually used to live there. Now beavers were all trapped out of the area. Then the land dried up because with no beavers there's nobody to actually, if you want to say so, garden and take care of and maintain the wetland. That's why they're a keystone species. They do great work, and when they are in the right place they definitely are very important for the ecosystem. So the Nuwayich Band around Merritt, that is the landowner of where we are going to release them, they want the wetlands to be restored because they don't want just a little puddle in a desert.
So it's almost as if these beavers were in the wrong place at the wrong time, and they got brought to this holding facility, and now they're being returned to do some community service.
That's right. Yeah, beavers are good partners if they're in the right place at the right time.
Thank you for the time.
You're very welcome.
Eva Hartman is the executive director for the Interior Wildlife Rehabilitation Society in Summerland. If you'd like to see videos of the beavers, you can find them on the Society's YouTube channel.